S4C, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, located on the internet at en.wikipedia.org/wiki/S4C. S4C, from the Welsh Sianel Pedwar Cymru, meaning Channel 4 Wales, is a television channel in Wales. Two versions of the channel exist. On analogue television, the channel is bilingual, Welsh and English, with most English language programming being rebroadcast from Channel 4, analogue reception of which is unavailable to the vast majority of Wales. On digital television, via which Welsh viewers can also receive at Channel 4, S4C provides an entirely Welsh language service known as S4C Digidol, S4C Digital. Section 1. Programming. S4C's remit is to provide a service which is in the Welsh language in peak viewing hours. S4C does not produce its own programmes. Instead, it commissions programmes in Welsh from the BBC and independent producers, although the quantity purchased from ITV Wales has greatly reduced since the early years of S4C, and it has particularly developed a reputation for commissioning cartoons, such as Super Ted, Sam Tan, which became Fireman Sam in its English version on the BBC, and Shakespeare, The Animated Tales. BBC Wales fulfils its public service requirement by producing programmes in Welsh, including Newyddion, S4C's News Bulletin, and a soap opera, Pobl y Cwm, and providing them to S4C free of charge. It also has provided or licensed Welsh language versions of English language programmes such as The Tweenies. In non-peak hours on analogue, S4C shows programmes produced for Channel 4 in the rest of the United Kingdom, usually a few days later. To make them more accessible to English speakers, all Welsh language programming carries English subtitles on teletext page 888, with Welsh subtitles being on page 889. Both subtitle languages are also available on the digital television platforms. For speakers of English who are learning Welsh, certain programmes, particularly those during the Learning at 12 slot, Planet Plant Bach and Planet Plant, carry subtitles on page 889 of teletext, designed in such a way that you see subtitles in Welsh, but with words which the learner may not know, bracketed off in a different colour in English, straight after the Welsh word. S4C has a website for Welsh learners powered by Arken, which is available on www.learnons4c.co.uk. TV movies produced for S4C have received some good foreign reviews, Heath Wynne being nominated for the Best Foreign Language Oscar in 1993, and Solomon and Gaynor being nominated in 1999. Those who have no interest in Welsh language TV have been known to point their aerials at the nearest English transmitters to avoid S4C, as well as BBC Wales and HTV Wales. However, it is true that this practice dates back before the start of S4C in 1982, when Welsh language programming was included on BBC One and HTV Wales. The S4C sports programme, Scorio, has been known to reverse this practice, with English football fans watching S4C as the only British terrestrial broadcaster of Spanish and German league football. The S4C signal also spills over into South East Ireland, where it is retransmitted on UHF terrestrial signals by so-called deflectors, although those who watch it largely do so because Channel 4 isn't available via cable or MMDS in rural areas. On analogue and digital satellite, S4C runs its own teletext service, Spectel, Spec being both Welsh for a peek or a glimpse, and a reference to an S4C schedule insert formerly included in the TV Times issues for the ITV Wales region. Spectols is also colloquial Welsh for spectacles. Section 2. Digital Channels. On digital television, the S4C Digidol variant of S4C is broadcast. It is an exclusively Welsh language service broadcast within Wales on Freeview, and throughout the United Kingdom and Ireland on Freesat and Sky Digital. S4C's Welsh programming generally airs simultaneously on S4C Digidol. In addition, S4C also operates a sister channel, S4C2. It broadcasts coverage of the Cynulliad Genedlaethol Cymru, or the National Assembly for Wales, when it is in session. The programme content is available via the BBC. Like S4C Digidol, S4C2 is available within Wales on Freeview and throughout the United Kingdom and Ireland on Freesat and Sky Digital. S4C2 has two audio feeds, allowing viewers to select between an untranslated version and an English-only version where all Welsh spoken is translated into English. In addition to the analogue TV signal transmitted throughout Wales, S4C, along with United News and Media, owned the company S4C Digital Networks, or SDN. SDN was awarded the UK-wide contract to provide half a digital multiplex worth of programming. The other half belonged, and still does, to the Broadcaster 5. On 27th of April 2005, S4C sold its share of SDN to ITV PLC for approximately £34 million, though it still has the half multiplex as of right in Wales. ITV already owns some of SDN due to the consolidation of the ITV industry. Granada bought United News and Media's stake in SDN, and this was then incorporated into the United ITV PLC. One benefit of digital terrestrial television in Wales is that Channel 4 can now be broadcast alongside S4C, thereby placating disgruntled English speakers who have often had to put up with Channel 4 programmes aired hours or days later, if at all, on S4C. It remains to be seen what impact the availability of Channel 4 will have on S4C, as both channels share a significant proportion of their English output. However, by launching its all-Welsh digital service, S4C has essentially conceded that its future will be in serving that language only, and not as a mixed-language channel. In January 2007, S4C announced plans to launch a Welsh-language children's channel. The channel was originally due to launch on the 29th of October 2007, and advertisements for the channel had been airing on S4C. The new channel eventually launched on June 23, 2008 at 7 a.m. Under the name Q, the English Chick, it brings together a wide range of programmes for nursery-aged children, and plans by S4C mean that the service will eventually be extended to also include the Planet Plant strand. The service currently airs Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on S4C's digital service, Sky Channel 134 outside Wales, or 104 inside Wales, and features colourful characters as bumpers into and out of programmes. These include Q, a very excitable and friendly female chick, Plump and Derin, an elephant and his best friend, a small fuchsia-coloured bird which sits on his head most of the time, Jangle, a giraffe, Clow the lion, and Bulgy the dog. Images of these characters can be found on the channel's new website, details of which will be given later. Section 3. History. Before the launch of S4C, Welsh speakers had been served by occasional programmes in Welsh, broadcast as regional opt-outs on BBC Wales and Harlech Television HTV Cymru, the ITV franchise in Wales, often, however, at obscure times. This wasn't only unsatisfactory for Welsh speakers who saw them as a sop, but also an annoyance of the non-Welsh speaking community, which found the English programmes seen in the rest of the UK often rescheduled or not transmitted at all. During the 1970s, Welsh language activists had campaigned for a TV service in the language, which already had its own radio station, BBC Radio Cymru. This led to acts of civil disobedience, including refusal to pay the television licence, thereby running the risk of prosecution or a prison sentence, and sit-ins in BBC and HTV studios. Some took more extreme measures, including attacking television transmitters in Welsh-speaking areas. In 1980, the former president of Plaid Cymru, Gwynfor Evans, threatened to go on hunger strike if the Conservative government of Margaret Thatcher did not honour its commitment to provide a Welsh-language television service. The channel started broadcasting on the 1st of November 1982, the night before Channel 4 opened. In January 2007, S4C announced that their digital channels would be refreshed under a new corporate logo and brand. On the 17th of January, S4C.co.uk was updated with the new look, with S4C's channels adopting the new look from the 18th of January. The S4C logo, used since 1995, often stylized as S4C, followed by a tilde sign because of the dragon design which accompanied it, was replaced. The new design emphasizes the channel's Welsh connection with the C for Cymru, Wales, separated from the S4, Channel 4, by one forward stroke. S4C2 is now seen on screen as S4C Dai, or S4C Dai, but is still listed as S4C2 on the broadcaster's website and on Sky. Section 4, On-Screen Identity. S4C's on-air appearance has always been a representation of the Welsh society and people, but how it has been represented on air has changed several times. Initial idents featured clips from the natural landscapes of Wales with a basic logo, animation and fanfare, with the logo forming as Wales for Cymru. In 1988, the ident changed to a computer-generated ident featuring an animation of the streamlined S4C logo. Other idents featured a weather vane with the S4C logo and a water-based setting which were used during the early 1990s. In 1992, a new series of idents debuted. The new idents featured inanimate objects such as a kite and a stapler representing a dragon, specifically representing a Thraig Goch, the red dragon depicted on the flag of Wales, usually by trying to fly or breathe like an actual dragon. These idents carried on through to 2006 with a logo change in 1995, featuring a newly modernised font and a tilde representing the dragon motif. The dragon idents were retired in January 2007 alongside a wider relaunch of the channel. The theme of the new idents were to show the magnetism of the Welsh society, represented by large amounts of objects gathered in one place, such as shopping carts at a grocery store and golf carts at a golf course. These idents were produced by Proud Creative, a London-based design firm. In 2007, another set of live-action idents debuted, featuring live-rendered dynamic elements which react to the voice of the continuity announcer, an effect similar to the initial idents of BBC Four, but utilising live-action footage instead of 3D rendered footage. Section 5. Funding and Regulation. S4C is financed from its advertising revenue and a fixed annual grant from the UK's Department for Culture, Media and Sport, the DCMS, receiving £94 million worth of funding in 2007. In addition, some Welsh language programming, including Newyddion and Publicom, is produced by BBC Wales as part of the BBC's public service remit and provided to S4C at no charge. S4C is controlled by the Welsh Fourth Channel Authority, Welsh Awdurdod Sianel Pedwar Cymru, or Awdurdod S4C, an independent body completely unconnected to Ofcom, which regulates the other UK television channels such as the BBC, ITV or Channel 4. Section 6. See also BBC 2W, List of Welsh Language Programmes, S4C Sport, and List of Celtic Language Media. External links. S4C at www.s4c.co.uk. The Welsh site being obtainable by the addition of /c_index.shtml. For English, use /e_index.shtml. S4C TV listings at www.s4c.co.uk, in English at e_listings.shtml, and for Welsh /c_listings.shtml. Welsh learners site at www.learnons4c.co.uk. www.qchildrenschannel.co.uk and Q Children's Channel at http://plant.s4c.co.uk/Q, spelled C-Y-W. This article and all text in this sound file are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, which you can locate on the internet at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html. This spoken article is taken from a revision dated the 24th of June 2008.